We're looking down into that sinkhole now. This is where these animals actually came. They died here and were buried. So we know that the bones didn't wash in from another source. This is actually where they ended up.
More than 26,000 years ago, large Columbian and woolly mammoths were trapped and died in a spring-fed pond near what is now the southwest edge of Hot Springs, South Dakota. Hot Springs Mammoth Site has been the place to go to for information about the ancient animals for 40 years, says spokesperson Joe Muller.
It's the largest in situ collection of mammoth bones in the world, in the world's largest mammoth research center. We're up to 61 mammoths, 58 being Columbian and 3 being woolies. 85 other species of Ice Age animals, everything from giant short-faced bear to camelops to llamas, etc.
Muller notes that the mammoth site has become an integral part of the scientific community since the first mammoth bones were discovered in 1974 on a hilltop just south of town.
We have visiting scientists from Russia, Netherlands, Italy, England, etc., that come in and do research, joint research here with Dr. Larry Agenbrod.
Dr. Agenbrod is the mammoth site's principal scientific investigator. With such continued growth in popularity, Muller says the time is long overdue to expand the mammoth site to satisfy its visitors' needs.
We have about an 18,000 square foot visitor center over the actual sinkhole, so we can leave the bones in place as they're discovered. We have a 8,300 square foot exhibit hall / bone storage, laboratory offices, classroom. And we have a 4,000 square foot gathering area or gift shop area. And we're planning on adding a 5,300 square foot learning center theater complex that'll have a gathering area and two 62-seat theaters.
The theaters alone are a huge improvement over the small 25 folding chair video viewing room currently in place, says Muller.
This will be state-of-the-art. We'll be able to do high-def introductory videos, and the people coming in will be able to see the whole introductory video before they go on tour. Plus, the big advantage will be Dr. Agenbrod and other visiting scientists that may come through will be able to do presentations in those in the slower times of the year or in the evenings when we don't need to run both theaters.
Construction is slated to begin on the Mammoth Site Learning Center this fall. Muller adds it's also hoped that having the Mammoth Site Learning Center and its various activities will encourage visitors to prolong their stay in Hot Springs and do more than tour the world-renowned sinkhole. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent, walking around the Mammoth Site.
Thank you.